in this place. Now, I can't really remember. It was on the East Coast, obviously, because, you know, where we were playing our first game against, I think it was the New Jersey Americans or something.
Right.
So we were out, maybe a crowd of us, a wee bit of shopping, as you would do, and walk around the wee town. And so, and I seen this sign over by an auditorium, you know, "See Elvis tonight."
Yes.
You know, and I thought, that must be an impersonator.
Yeah.
You know, but I went over anyway. Myself and the wee trainer went over, and we asked the girl behind the desk. She seemed a wee bit annoyed or insulted when I said, is it an impersonator?
Yeah.
No. But anyway, there was only about eight or ten of us went to the show. And it was, I think it was $10 at the time to get in.
Oh, it was cheap, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. I thought that was reasonable or cheap, you know. But,
yeah, yeah.
But anyway, we got in, and it was a great man himself, and, you know, we went through all his repertoire. And,
yeah.
But the thing was that the only thing that I could pick out of it, I mean, the music was brilliant, his performance was brilliant, and obviously some of his slow numbers. And then when the screens had gone back, there was this massive big wooden crate at the back of the stage.
Right.
And, you know, like, it was obviously very high because all the youngsters at the front, the girls screaming, they were all, as he was singing, you know, maybe "Love Me Tender," some of the slow numbers he have, you know.
Yeah.
And they started throwing these teddy bears up onto stage, you know.
Uh-huh.
Now, there was no knickers thrown or anything like that. It was just all teddy bears.
Yeah, that would be Elvis, wouldn't it? You wouldn't expect that from Elvis. Of course, teddy bears from Elvis, yes.
As I said, that, you know, while he was singing, you know, he was bending down and picking these teddy bears up and walking, you know, while he was singing and throwing them up in the air into this crate.